Hey, everybody. Welcome to On the Shelf, a program that is dedicated to helping you get your products into a major big box retailer. I'm your host, Tim Bush, and welcome to a special edition of Start Your Week Wisdom. It's Monday. You guys are gearing up for the week, and we have some great news to share with you, and hopefully it'll get you motivated and help you on your way. Now, first off, I know that I promised you I would be back on Friday to let you know how our meeting at Costco Canada went, and to tell you the truth, I just couldn't do it. Just couldn't fit it in. I traveled the rest of the day. I tried to find a quiet place in the airport, but every time I did, you know, over the loudspeaker, you know, calling flight, it just was a nightmare. So, unfortunately, I just couldn't get it done, so I decided to wait and you Start Your Week Wisdom to share the news. So here it is. The news is, woohoo, my client, they got into Costco Canada. They got the green light. Costco really liked the program and agreed to give it a test. So it's important to note that when you get the green light in a meeting like that, you got to hold your poker face, okay? You got to just keep it inside just long enough to finish the meeting and get out of there before you really start doing backflips, high fives, fist bumps, chest bumps, okay? Please, don't do that in the meeting room. Don't do it in the lobby. Don't even do it in the parking lot. You got to get all the way out, okay? You got to get all the way out before you get really excited. So we made it through the meeting, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. And I'll tell you that we got away from the building. We did our short-lived celebration, and then we really started talking about, wow, you know, all the work that's ahead of us. And you guys have heard me say it before, getting into the retailer, getting the green light, once you get that meeting and getting the green light is of the process, of the entire process, is really the easy part. The hard part is what comes next. The hard part is getting the paperwork filled out, getting your product in order, getting it into the right area, making sure your distribution, your logistics are sound, and then getting it up and in the warehouse or online and getting the member or the customer to buy it enough so that they're going to reorder and expand it and make it through the testing period. So that's what lays in front of us today. You know, we're going to start the process of getting paperwork filled out and getting set up as a vendor and then getting our product and our logistics in order so that we can get up and running with Costco Canada. And that's going to take some time. It's not something that is going to be snap of a fingers. And it's not easy. We're going to take a look at packaging. We're going to take a look at logistics. We're going to take a look at shipping. We're going to take a look at palletization. We're going to take a look at all the paperwork and all the things that go into it. That's what lays in front of us. But hey, right? Good problem to have. Lucky problem to have. We love to have that problem. And so congratulations to my client. He knows who they are. And thanks so much to Costco Canada for hosting us and agreeing to test the product. Now, a little bit about the journey. You know, we talked last time about what it takes to kind of get there. And we even talked a little bit about being there and making it through the meeting and then getting out of there when you're done. But let's talk a couple of things about specifics that happened at this meeting that are not regular, that come up spur of the moment and how we kind of handled those. So, you know, Canada's cold. I mean, just bitter cold. And, you know, just making it through customs is a nightmare trying to get there. And I think I rolled into my hotel about 1 in the morning on Friday. Our meeting was at 11 that day. So I got a couple hours sleep, got up, made sure we prepared. And my client, I think, picked me up around 9:45, and we headed off. Now, I think in the description of my of the podcast, you'll see a picture of the lobby of Costco Canada. That's, you know, where we rolled in. And luckily enough, we pulled in a little bit early. Now, early is good. If you're going to be anything to a buyer meeting, you want to be early. If you're early, when you're early, not if, right? Okay, you guys, if you're going to a buyer meeting, you're going to be early. When you're early, always ask the receptionist, can you get into the room early? If nobody's in there, 9 times out of 10, that's not a problem. If there's nobody in there, they don't have a problem letting you in there. They know you have some things to set up. So luckily enough for us, there was nobody in there. Our buyer was even running a little bit late, so we had plenty of time to set up. Now, me, I'm specific about how I want to set the room up. I want to choose where the buyer and crew is going to actually sit. So I pick where I'm going to sit, and I arrange the room so that the buyer and their team will sit in the place that I technically designate. And I designate it in a couple of different ways. One, by setting the room up. Two, by removing all the other options for seating. And three, by setting up presentations and business cards and anything else that would go to the buyer in the seats that I've chosen for them to actually sit. So once we did that, we pulled out the machine that we were showing is electrical. It was a kitchen appliance. And we put it up on the table and realized that the cord was just way too short, and it wasn't going to reach to the wall. So what to do? There was no extension cords available anywhere. There was no small tables. So what we ended up doing was breaking apart the tables. The meeting area was made up of three different tables arranged in a rectangle. So we split the tables into the meeting area into two tables, and we put one of the tables along the wall right next to the outlet. And that's where we set up our display. That's where we set up the product for demonstration. And then just rearranged again so that the buyer and their team would sit where we wanted them to sit and have the view that we wanted them to have and be focused on what we wanted them to be focused on. It's important to do that. It's important if you have the opportunity to set yourself up for success that way. All right, so we're all set. The demo is set. All our ingredients, everything that we're going to use in the demo are out and ready and fresh. And now we're just waiting, right? We're waiting. We recheck. And bam. All right, it's time. All of a sudden, the buyer rolls in. Now, the buyer rolls in with one extra person than we anticipated. But if you remember from last Wednesday, I told you, make sure you bring extra what? Extra presentations. You don't want to be caught off guard. You don't want to say to that last person, hey, you know what? I'm so glad that you just joined the team, but sucks to be you. We don't have a presentation for you. No. You want to make it seem like, hey, great that you joined the team. Great that you're joining us. Are so glad to meet you. And here's a presentation for you. Here's my business card. And away you go. You don't want to be surprised. You don't want to look out of sorts. You don't want to make it seem like you weren't ready for it. You're ready for anything. You're Superman right now, okay? You're ready for anything. All right, so I started the meeting off explaining what the product was, where it comes from, what we're doing, the success we've been having, and why we thought it fit into Costco's demographic. And then I handed it off to my client, who really did a fantastic job of picking it up and taking them back to the beginning to understand why the product was created, what the what the goals were, what it took to get it to where it is today, and what makes it really special. Why is it a standout product? And man, he did a fantastic job at that. At this point, they're eating out of our hands. I mean, the meeting is going so well. It's going so well. And so it's time to do a demonstration and get that rolling. And so, as he explains what he's doing, he did a fantastic job of leading into the demonstration and we clicked the unit on. And I don't know what to tell you. I don't know whether it was that there was no ambient noise in the meeting room and it was quiet as a mouse. I don't know whether the table that we had it sitting on was not stable enough, but man, it was loud. It was louder than I've ever heard it. It's definitely not that loud when I use it at my own home on my countertop where there's ambient noise and kids running around and dogs barking. And, you know, I never really noticed that it was that loud. However, the buyer happens to be sitting right next to it. And right away, her eyes just bulge and she's like, oh my gosh, that's loud. That's like dishwasher loud, she exclaims. And for the next maybe 5 to 7, I mean, geez, it seemed like a decade, but maybe it was 5 or so minutes. All we could do was talk about how loud it was. All we could do was exclaim. And the meeting at this point, guys, it's like when you've lost your balance while you're skiing and you end up going down that wrong hill and find out it's a black diamond, and you're just crushingly speeding down this hill with nothing to stop you. That's how we felt. The meeting was just turning a horrible turn and on its way down this black diamond run, and all we could do was just hold on. Now, I have to tell you, this is when the experience comes in. This is when doing hundreds of buyer meetings helps out. And I'm not trying to pat my own back here because my client did not panic either. But you cannot panic here. What you have to do when the meeting takes a terrible turn is stop defending your product. Because your instinct is going to be to say, it's not that loud. Maybe the ambient, it's quiet in here and the table and, you know, it doesn't sound this, you know. Of course, you run through all the reasons why it might seem abnormally loud. And then that's it. The more you try to buck the buyer saying that it's loud, the longer they're going to actually defend their position. So at some point, if you've said, hey, look, you know what? I've never noticed it being this loud before. It's definitely not this loud on my counter at home. It could be the table. It could be that the room's really quiet. It could be you're sitting right next to it. You know, normally when you're using this product, you're up and around and doing things. It could be any of those things. However, I agree with you. In this room, right at this moment, it seems loud. And that squashes it. That, all of a sudden, your skis come to an abrupt halt. And you're back in control. Because you're no longer trying to convince them that they're hearing something that they're not hearing something that they're actually hearing. So you tell them the reasons why it could be sounding that way, and then you agree with them that you think it seems loud. So along with one negative thing, okay, and if you've ever been into a buyer meeting, one negative is like a piece of bacteria. It just starts feeding on anything else that could possibly be wrong with the unit. And that's what happened here too. It continued. So once I came to a stop there, all of a sudden the snow breaks away and I'm flying down the hill again. We're flying down the hill and the buyer's talking about it's too expensive. And the consumer or the member could just simply, do what they always do. And wouldn't that just be easier? And again, this is where experience comes in. We explained and backed up a minute and very calmly explained who this product is for, how it matches up to the Costco demographic perfectly, how it's not supposed to be a substitute for the normal way that this product is used. It's not supposed to be a substitute for that. This is for connoisseurs. This is for people who love this type of beverage. It's not designed to take the place of somebody who likes the cheap method. It's designed for the Costco member. And I have to tell you, when we positioned it that way, and of course, there was a lot more pomp and circumstance there, and we really laid it on. But we weren't wrong, and we weren't lying. That's what it is. But once we positioned it that way, all the negativity came to an abrupt halt. All of a sudden, it made a little bit more sense. And it didn't hurt, by the way, that the product had stopped working. I mean, stopped going, and we were able to serve the beverage, and they loved it. Okay, so that didn't hurt, right? That definitely didn't hurt. And so they were stopped testing the product, testing the beverage, and then hearing how this is a luxury. It's for connoisseurs. It's for people that want to take this beverage to the next level. It's for the Costco member. And man, that just made all the difference. And from then on out, we were back in the saddle having a conversation about how great this was going to do at Costco. And in the end, when the question was asked, do you think we can get this started with a test here at Costco? The answer ultimately was yes, we can. And man, I have to tell you, that's the best feeling in the world. That is the best feeling in the world. All the work, everything that you've done to lead you to that point, to hear the buyer say, yes, let's do it, is just amazing. It's amazing. And we couldn't have been happier. So, we left victorious And we went, you know, had lunch and went back to the airport and flew back, you know, me here to Central Florida. And like I said, you know, come Monday, today, let the work begin. The forms will arrive probably today and everything will be put into motion. But what a great experience. You know, my client, very first time in front of a major big box retail buyer, was a rock star. Solid as a rock. Learned a lot. I think that that he found the whole thing very educational. And of course, it doesn't hurt, right, that we came out of it victorious. Always good to knock it out of the park on your very first try. So well done to him. I hope this week that each and every one of you gets word from a buyer that you'll be able to meet with them face-to-face. And you'll be able to start your prep that we talked about last Wednesday and end it with a victorious decision by the buyer, just like we had this last Friday. That's everything. And that's the total wrap up for what we did last week. Hope that it helps you out in your preparations and what you're going to take care of this week. Listen, guys, if you're liking the podcast, if you find the information helpful, please hit the subscribe button. We want to know that you're out there and that you are continuing to listen to the information that we're putting out. Take some time and write us a review. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear more of, what we can do better. And, you know, good, bad, leave it for us. You know, we want to hear how we're doing. The show is for you. And the more we can make it what you want it to be, the better it will end up being. You can reach out to us on Twitter at TLB Consult. You can reach out to us on Facebook at TLB Consulting. And as always, you can reach out to us in person on our website at TLBconsulting.com. We look forward to seeing you back this Wednesday. But until then, we look forward to seeing your products on the shelf.